We are familiar with the stories about mounting student debt among college students these days and the challenges that many have had in the economic downturn in repaying those loans. What you may not be aware of is the skyrocketing delinquency rate on student loans. Joining us live now to talk more about this and the consequences of defaulting on those loans, Mark Kantrowitz, the publisher of FinAid.org. Mark, thanks for joining us this morning on WTOP. This is a serious situation. The delinquency rate on student loans, we understand, has jumped above the rate of delinquencies on credit cards for the first time in history.
Right. Well, it certainly is something that one needs to pay attention to, but it's not surprising because credit card issuers have tightened their eligibility, whereas federal student loans have no credit underwriting criteria, so they react more to the economy.
So, Mark, talk a little bit about the dangers of defaulting on student loans. Why are the consequences so severe?
Well, the federal government has very strong powers to compel repayment of a defaulted student loan. They can garnish up to 15% of wages and intercept federal and state income tax refunds without a court order. The debt is almost impossible to discharge in bankruptcy, and the government can offset your Social Security, disability, and retirement benefit payments.
Now, when folks get into a difficult situation, especially with what we've had in this economy, the difficulty in finding jobs or decent paying jobs in order to repay these very high student loans, are people able to work out a reasonable repayment plan so that they don't get into a defaulting situation?
Well, the federal government offers income-based repayment, which bases your monthly payment on a percentage of your discretionary income. If your income's less than 150% of the poverty line, your monthly payment is zero. There are also deferments, like an economic hardship deferment, that temporarily suspend repayment. So the fact that students are defaulting on the loans is a sign that they are unaware of their options, not that they have no options.
You know, speaking of options and not having any, I think it's probably safe to say that a lot of these students don't realize that what they're doing now will affect their credit score and other things in the long run.
Right. And many of them think that if they ignore it, it'll go away. But if you ignore it, it gets worse and you lose options.
Why do you think they're not aware of the options that are available to them? They know they have to repay this money, right?
Well, and one reason is students who drop out of college are four times more likely to default on their loans than students who graduate. So a student who drops out doesn't get the exit counseling that reviews their repayment options.
So where do students turn to find out how to set up a payment plan or find some options for debt relief?
Well, they should turn to the holder of their loan, the company that sends them the monthly statements. That's their first step, is to talk to the lender before defaulting, because you lose options like deferments if you default first. And there's also a variety of free resources online. Besides FinAid.org, we have an extensive section for students who have trouble repaying debt. There's StudentLoanBorrowerAssistance.org, which is operated by the National Consumer Law Center. And there are pages on the U.S. Department of Education's website. There are a lot of resources. You can also turn to the college and ask them for help.
All right. That's some good information. We thank you for bringing it to our attention. Mark Kantrowitz is the publisher of FinAid.org.